when you're getting these downloads and this inspiration, it's because you can do it.
Welcome to the Material World Manifestation Podcast. I'm your host, Cher Enya, a certified hypnotist and mindset coach. This podcast is here so that you can start making massive quantum leaps. I'll be sharing a decade of manifestation and mindset tips that have allowed me to set up my sole purpose business, quit my 9-to-5, transform my identity, and start creating a life that gives me internal and external freedom, as well as true happiness and fulfillment. You can expect in-depth teachings, guided visualizations, and actionable steps, because you can't just daydream about a limitless life. You must co-create it through intention, energy, and getting unapologetic about what you want. It's time for you to manifest a life even better than what is on your vision board. So let's get into this episode.
So I don't believe you're here to just sit behind a desk and do the same thing day in, day out for most of your life. I just don't believe that. I do not subscribe to that. I believe that you're here for a reason, and a big clue to what that reason is, to what your purpose is in your life, in your soul, are the downloads and the ideas and the energy that is flowing through you on a day-to-day, week-by-week basis. So I've been talking a lot about quantum leaps recently. And as you'll know, if you've listened to some of the recent episodes, every quantum leap I've made in my life has followed the same pattern. And this pattern is with an idea starting. And I am going to use the word idea and download interchangeably throughout this episode. When I talk about downloads, I'm referring to essentially ideas, moments of creativity, moments of inspiration that drop into your mind from almost nowhere. And these ideas and downloads, I like to think, are received from this other dimension that we are a part of. And I like to call this the quantum field, the quantum dimension. But, you know, it really depends on what you like and what you believe. You can fill in the blank from there. But these ideas are coming from somewhere. They are coming from something that is so much greater than what we can see in front of us right now, because ideas and downloads have the power to change the world, to change life as we know it. That's why we've been able to evolve as humans and in the world, because we're receiving these ideas that help that evolution, and people are bringing these ideas into reality and manifesting them. So I like to say that these ideas are being installed in you on purpose, and these ideas are almost like a gift to you from wherever, the quantum source, whatever you want to call it. But these are like gifts for you, the chosen person, the carrier of this gift, this idea. And these are energy, because, you know, you can't hold an idea in your hand. Ideas aren't physical. They are energy, ready to be manifested, ready to be birthed into your reality. And these ideas can't birth on their own. I'm imagining ideas almost like a baby. You know, a baby can't just appear out of nowhere. A baby has to be created. And we all started as babies. And then there was a time when we were before a baby. And I think ideas are no different. They are just energy floating around until the right person receives the download, is gifted that download, and is trusted to give that idea life and to safely deliver that idea and that download from this energetic realm into the physical realm. And this is what I love about this perspective, is that it adds so much magic and value onto the ideas that drop into your mind, whatever it is that is coming into your mind that you dream about, that you might want to experience or create or do. These aren't just silly ideas or silly dreams or whatever you may have been led to believe up until this point. There is so much magic and value on these things that you think about. So you might have an idea of, oh, what if I could create this business? Or what if I could set up this charity? Or what if I could do this incredible teaching work or coaching work? Or what if I could be a healer? Or what if I could become an artist? Or what if I could be a musician? It doesn't matter what the ideas are. It really doesn't. Whatever they are a source of your own creativity. They are an extension of you, and you have been trusted to bring them into reality. Otherwise, we would all be having the same ideas every single day again and again. And we don't. We don't. My ideas are different to yours. And some of these ideas might be so big, overwhelmingly big. And these ideas usually follow some kind of intention that you have almost set for yourself, like to pre-frame this idea. So it might be that you've created a vision board, and on your vision board is a completely different life to what you have now. And it's all these incredible images of the life that you wish to have and the life that you want to experience. Well, how about then that that's like the pre-frame? Your vision board is the pre-frame, and then your mind or whatever it is reading that pre-frame and being like, okay, this is the life that my human wants. How do we get there? Boom. Ideas start flowing because you've put yourself forward to receive these ideas by creating the vision board. Most people don't create vision boards. Most people do not allow themselves to dream bigger than the four walls that are around them. Most people don't. You might think that this is normal, but I'm telling you, it's not. So you have taken the first step by actually allowing yourself to want more from life. That then puts you forward. It's like you're energetically stepping forward to whatever is this other dimension working around us, so that you become the carrier of these ideas, because your mind or whatever it is going to see that goal that you want, and it's going to try and get you there. It's going to say, okay, well, great, you want that stuff. That means you're going to have to create something or do something exceptional, different, unique, creative in your life to get you there. And this is the whole part of evolution. If we didn't have people like you stepping forwards to say, I want a bigger life, I want this, I want that, well, no one would be getting any ideas. No one would be trying to bring new things into the world, new inventions, new ideas, new businesses, new knowledge. No one would be trying to do that because everyone would just be trying to stay the same. So you are helping this evolution of this incredible world that we're living in. You are helping the collective consciousness expand, evolve, just through you putting yourself forward to live a bigger life. And the ideas are going to start flowing because the universe, or however you want to think about it, wants to support you and wants you to support the evolution of the world. So don't be putting things on your vision board that you want, and then when the ideas come, you take a step back and you think, I don't actually want to do that. I want the life, but I don't necessarily want to do the equivalent to bring in the things that I want. I want to stay the same. I want to stay safe in my little bubble, but I also want a big life. Like, when you're stepping forward, you're stepping forward. So your vision board, you stepping forward, that's the pre-frame of an idea you've allowed yourself to dream a bit bigger, and you have, in that moment, stepped forward to a life that you desire to have, and then the ideas to match will flow through you. And these ideas, like I said, are gifts. And through this perspective, we could even say that these gifts are being gifted to you from your highest self, from your future self, the person you are meant to become in this lifetime. It's a pathway for you, but sometimes it can feel overwhelming. And sometimes these ideas can feel so huge and you do not know where to begin. And because they are so big, you end up almost reversing and staying stuck. And this has recently happened to me. I received an idea. In fact, I keep receiving these ideas again and again and again, different ones. And they are so big, world-changingly big. Far bigger than me. And I have allowed it to overwhelm me on many, many occasions until I remind myself of what I'm telling you today. I'm setting these big goals. I'm putting these things on my vision board. I'm telling you I want a G-Wagon. And then the universe is giving me opportunities to do just that and to have just that. And in that moment, I get to either become completely overwhelmed and say, actually, I want all the things, I don't want to do the work required, or I don't want to follow through on what's required of me, or I can step forward and intend on finding a way, not allow the doubts to creep in. And every time the doubts do creep in, and every time the reasons and the excuses and the blame of why I can't do the thing or I can't follow through on these ideas, every time those things creep in, connecting back to what I'm sharing with you. This is a message from my highest self, my future self. This is clearly what I'm here to do. These ideas are the ultimate goal. It's the sole purpose thing. It's clearly what I'm here to manifest into the world. Everything on my vision board, the G-Wagon, the penthouse apartment in London, the holidays, the everything else that I want to achieve, that's just byproducts. And yeah, those things will feel amazing and great, but those things aren't my purpose. I get to experience them. And I'm here to experience them, but perhaps the purpose is the idea, the contribution to the world of which that idea could bring. So when you're receiving these ideas in these downloads, you get to choose whether you duck out of them and you avoid them and you say, oh no, I'm not doing that. I could never do that. Or you can choose to hold the vision and think, I don't need to know the how of this, but now I have the intention and I trust that the how and the pathways will become clear so long as I hold that intention. And as you'll know, if you listen to the gratitude episode, what you appreciate expands. And as I've been talking about creativity and ideas, and as I've set myself bigger and bigger and bigger goals over the past 6 months, more ideas are flowing into me. And as more ideas flow into me, I've begun to hold the vision of more ideas. This business here, this charity here, this work here, this other business here. And I'm not expecting little old me recording this episode right now to be able to follow through with all of those things. There might be some things I never ever get to do, but I'm not going to write those off before I've even got started, because I clearly can deliver these things into reality. Otherwise, why would they come to me? And so long as I hold that vision and I appreciate those ideas, I know it's going to expand. Pathways will form and I will get there. If this is my life's work, what's the rush? And I don't need to know how either. And that's okay, because how is little old me expected to know the how? I'm expected to be the visionary, to keep working towards the future version of me who does know the how, knowing that as I do that work, the how gets shown to me. So someone I love on TikTok, she is like my favorite person on TikTok. She's called Coco Moco, and she talks all about media trends. And if you didn't know, the other part of me loves media trends, social media, digital marketing. I've had a career doing that for over 10 years. And this is what Coco Moco talks about. And why I love her is she also absolutely loves personal development as well. So she recently posted a video on TikTok about ideas. And it didn't inspire this episode because I'd already planned this episode out, but it was so aligned. And I thought what she said was going to contribute so perfectly to what I'm talking about today. So she talked about a book called Big Magic. And I've not read this book. I've not heard about this book. But Coco Moco said in this book called Big Magic, the author, who I've since found out is called Elizabeth Gilbert, believes that great ideas float around like clouds. And when these ideas are ready to be brought into reality, they will attach themselves to a person who might bring that idea to life. And if that person doesn't act on the idea, it will attach itself to someone else. So with this theory, and then the perspective I've shared today about you being the chosen vessel, you being the person that can bring this idea to life, I want you to now realize that when you're getting these downloads and this inspiration, it's because you can do it. There is a version of you that you need to become to do this thing. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been gifted with this idea. This idea wouldn't have attached itself onto you. And if you are anything like me and you are getting ideas just again and again and again and all these business ideas and all these things that you could do, it might not be that you need to follow through with all of them, even in the course of your whole lifetime. But something that you might want to play with to understand, okay, what ideas are really for me? What ideas do I really want to follow through with? I want you to think, okay, well, how would I feel if someone else did this idea? You know what it's like when you have an idea or you want to do a thing or you come up with something really good. And then before you even get a chance to do the thing, someone's done it or someone said it. And you're like, no, that was my thing. We all know that feeling. So some of your ideas, if you have loads of them, how would you feel if someone else were to do it? Are you happy to pass that idea on to them? Do you think this is an amazing idea? And in fact, I'm not going to do it, or it's not lighting me up to do it, but someone else could do this idea incredibly well. And would you feel disappointed? If there's something in you that's like, no, I don't want anyone to take this idea. This is my idea. Then you know, okay, maybe this actually is for me and I am meant to deliver this out into the world, because you're always being guided to the life you're meant to live. You're always being guided from your future self, your highest self, through pathways that are either going to teach you the most valuable lessons or pathways that take you to your vision. And I believe before we get gifted the pathway that takes us directly to our vision, we have to take so many little pathways to gather all the knowledge, wisdom, lessons that leads us to that ultimate path. Because every single thing in the world started as an idea. The phone you're listening to, the headphones you're wearing, the clothes you're wearing, everything, it all started from an idea. It didn't exist physically until someone brought it into the world. So when you do get an idea and maybe you feel overwhelmed by it, but you don't want anyone else to have it or do it, and you hear yourself saying, well, I want to do this thing, I want to start this business, or I want to create this or whatever it is, and then you hear yourself saying, well, I don't know how, I don't know what the right decision is. I don't know what the first step is. I want you to remember that your future self knows, because your future self was the one who made the decision or took that step. So then the not knowing becomes irrelevant, because you're not meant to know as the version of you now. You're not meant to. How could you know? But you do know by becoming your future self now, by pulling that version of you into the now, because that's the version of you who's done it. So of course she knows how. So check in with that version, because surely if this idea has been gifted to you, it's because there is a version of you that can do it and will do it. And you aren't expected to know how, because the version of you in that moment who has received the idea is not the version of you to do it or create it. But the ideas wouldn't be sent to you if you were not the vessel for it. And that's what I think we all are. We're just vessels of creation. We are all here to create and manifest and express. It's just that we're stuck in a system that has been built around us that restricts this. If you have these ideas, if you have these visions, they won't go away. They ain't gonna leave you anytime soon. That's why so many people leave this world with so many dreams. Dreams that have followed them for their whole life, that have been left untouched, not manifested, because these were ideas that were simply continuous pathways that were being offered to them from their highest self. And if one pathway or one idea doesn't manifest and you don't take action on it, another idea will be offered to you. You will get another idea, and these ideas will just keep following you around your whole life, just like clouds sticking to you. It might stick to you for a bit, and then it might go and attach itself to someone else, but another one's going to come and stick to you. They're going to leave you alone until you do what you're here to do. When you take the leap, when you follow through, the universe will recalibrate to you every single time, but it requires you to make the first move. It requires you to take the leap first and then allow everything to recalibrate around you. You don't jump timelines just by sitting and doing the same thing every day. So if you get an idea, or if you have an idea and it's wild and it's scary, and you're now starting to understand, oh shit, this is actually what I'm meant to be doing. Good. My work here is done. Who do you need to become in order to follow through with this? I'm here to get you to live what's on your vision board, and I ain't gonna stop until you do. I love you so much. We're in my G-Wagon, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please let me know you loved it by leaving a review, and make sure you are following me on TikTok and Instagram so we can be friends. You'll find me at I Am Cher Enya. I love you so much. Keep up your progress, and I will see you in the next episode.